The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Of course, the best way to study the mind is to take up some simple training. While breathing in, sensitive to the sensations of breathing in, sensitive to the sensations of the whole body. And while breathing out, training the mind to be sensitive to the sensations of breathing out, sensitive to the whole body. To imagine that we're going to be aware of the mind directly is in some ways to misunderstand the mind. So give the mind a simple task. Be interested in the sensations of breathing in, from the beginning of the in-breath to the end of the in-breath. Be actually interested in the sensations of breathing out, from the beginning to the end. Stabilizing the mind in this simple activity of knowing the breath coming in, knowing the breath going out. And the first thing we learn about the mind is how or if it resists this simple invitation to know the breath coming in and to know the breath going out. Is it persistent in this intention to be aware of the breath coming in and out? Or does it waver, become scattered, distracted? Is this effort for the mind to connect and sustain attention with the breath coming in and out? Is there greed in that efforting? Striving to get something, wanting to be good at it? Just notice. Notice the presence or the absence of greed. In the simple training of being aware of the breath from the beginning of each inhalation to the end, from the beginning of each exhalation until the end. If there's no greed, be interested in that mind that's knowing the breath, that's free, absent of any greed. And if there is greed, then notice that mind. Notice the mind with greed. And if the mind is unclear or confused, notice that mind. One of the most obvious things that can be that can be discerned about the mind is that it's constantly changing. So it's not so much knowing the mind, but knowing a mind moment by moment. The mind now is like this. Greed is present in this moment, but perhaps not in the next moment. And it's the same with aversion. So with each moment of knowing the breath coming in or knowing the breath going out, noticing if the mind is colored with impatience or some kind of control, some kind of fear, any flavor of aversion. Or notice the absence of aversion, including the presence of kindness, acceptance. So with this intention to be intimate with each inhalation and each exhalation, and each moment there is a mind knowing the breath, or a mind not knowing the breath. So get interested in the mind that is either knowing or not knowing the breath. Might be a heavy, a dull mind, or a scattered, restless mind. Explore whether there is a way to commit to this training, this intention to be aware of the sensations of each inhalation, each exhalation. Is there a way to commit to this training and at the same time the mind remains balanced, bright, relaxed? And if so, then be interested in how samadhi begins to develop in that mind that's balanced and relaxed, alert. Noticing the process of unification, the mind becoming, in a sense, healed or whole, stable, beautiful, pleasant. And of course, notice when that samadhi weakens because of distraction. all of this without judgment. And of course, if there is judgment, that's just aversion in the mind. The mind colored with judgment or aversion. It's like this. So let's continue in silence for a while. Interested in the mind that's knowing the breath coming in. Interested in each mind moment of the mind knowing the breath going out. Giving the mind a task to know the breath coming in, to know the breath going out, really supports the study of the mind. remembering this basic truth, which is in each moment there is a mind knowing the breath or knowing whatever it is that's being known. Each moment there's a mind. How is this mind? Beautiful? Balanced, clear, intimate? Or is it a disturbed mind, a tight mind, heavy mind? In what way is it possible to support a deepening of samadhi or greater settling of the mind? Is there a way to participate in what's unfolding here in the mind and body that will support a greater settling, more calm and ease, more clarity? Actively being part of cause and effect. What can be set in motion, if anything? How best to participate in the development of samadhi? Willing to learn from both success and failure. And once again, honestly acknowledging that this moment is being known by a mind. The mind is knowing this.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.